We have our guest for 7:35. Enough Tiger talk, Josh. We're going to be all positive from here on out. And a big diamond guy. I mean, this guy's all over Adrian Athletics. Toby Ernst, have you added another title since we talked last, or are you still just doing what you've been doing?
No, we're still staying consistent with the strength and conditioning coordinator, the youth community rec director, and head softball coach.
That's it.
That's it.
No time for anything else. a diamond guy, do you want to give a quick Tigers take? I mean, you heard the one side of it. You didn't hear Josh, his whole take in the studio. But, I mean, Tiger fans were panicked. But can you even focus on that at this point? Or have you already flipped over to the Lions and it's all about them now?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Obviously, being, you know, a native around here, you're always rooting for them. But at the same time, it's like, okay, you know, we got hot for a little while and then, you know, kind of have hit that downhill slope. And it's, hey, it's either do or die. And obviously, the fans want it. But, again, just hearing the conversation, is it really worthy? Do we need it? But, yes, definitely flip the switch a little bit. Obviously, you get to that moment as a coach and it's like, okay, this season is winding down. Yes, it's playoffs and stuff. It's exciting, but here's the new season, and definitely the Lions looked a heck of a lot better week two than they did week one.
Well, that's right. And everything with athletics, it starts in the weight room, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's really why you were brought over here, to kind of build that program up and help, you know, number one, just it's good to be able to do these things, be healthy, be in shape, be able to do all sorts of things, in terms of movement, weightlifting, and things like that. But it does help on the field, courts, mats, track, every other position or spot that I'm missing. You've been here now.
Starting year four.
Yep. Year four?
Year four, yes.
And I think people are seeing that in results, in participation, that, hey, Maple Athletics are back.
Right, yeah. We definitely had our best participation in the 4 years that I've been here. This past summer, for the dedication of the kids and stuff coming in, the biggest participation that we've had female athlete-wise also. And that's just kind of a testament to, you know, our coaches that we have here that are encouraging those athletes to get in. But then at the same time, like you said, the tide has definitely turning, and we are making that comeback, not even only in the participation of the weight room. We had averaged every day this summer, no matter if it was a speed and agility day or a lifting day, 20 to 25 middle schoolers that came in over the summer.
Wow.
And that's something new that we started last year. They have a lifting class at the middle school now also. So our eighth graders lift three times a week over there. So now when they come here to the high school and I get my hands on them, they're already accustomed to kind of what we do, and then now we just kind of add different layers and things like that to it.
Obviously, you know, eighth grade, not too early. Is there a spot where it's like we don't really need to push, or like, you know, these elementary kids could do something on their own? I'm going to lean on you, who's got a lot more experience than
right.
that.
No, it's one of those things that there's always room. Obviously, the maturity level and stuff like that, things that they can handle. Probably not so much weight-bearing and weight-loaded at the elementary level, but even the middle schoolers. We've had some sixth graders. Actually, we had a pretty good handful of sixth graders that came in this summer. And again, you just kind of tweak things and accustom that stuff to their age group and their athletic capabilities. Even if it's non-weight-bearing, they can still do some stuff to help build that, you know, athleticism, the agility, things like that, that they are learning how to use their bodies. And as they grow and mature, you know, how can I be agile and go through this growth process at the same time?
And again, you know, maybe not just athletically, but for in life, I assume everyone that you train with are athletes, but that's something that they can take beyond high school.
Right, yeah, definitely. And that's, I mean, I still come in 6:30 in the morning and do my workouts and stuff. And I have had, again, this first trimester, we've had more athletes come in the mornings because of the fact that they can't get in after school during their team time if they're a multi-sport kid, or if they got to work, you know, during the open lift times where they can't get in. they've made that a dedication to come in 6:45 in the morning, get it in before school starts. So things are definitely turning around here, and that was the main reason why I came back. Obviously, when I was here in school back in 98, to date myself, as a 98 graduate, you know, we were a pretty successful athletic department as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of help be one of those guys that kind of helped bring that back and get the culture back to the winning ways of the blue and white.
Talking strength and conditioning with Toby Ernst here at Adrian High School. With the coordinating side of it, you don't want to overwork the kids. How close do you have to work with different coaches? You know, like, hey, you know, this kid is in season. This workout might be different than someone who is out of season if they're a one or two sport athlete.
Right.
Do you run into that quite a bit? Or?
Oh, yeah. I definitely run into it. And again, we try to really work hard in the off season, in the summertime, and kind of push that, especially leading into those athletes that participate in the fall stuff. But the communication between myself and coaches is definitely on a high priority. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of those ego guys that says this is my way or the highway type. You know, it's what is best for our kid, what is best for that athlete at that time. And again, we obviously injuries happen, things happen, life happens. Where, you know, hey, mom said I had a cane, or, you know, something happens during a summer sporting event and we have to tweak things. So I try to do my best at making an individualized program based off that sport, but also keep in mind, if they are a multi-sport kid, it's not something that's structured just for a baseball player and that's it. You know,
okay.
All our core lifts are given throughout each sport, you know, program. So they always get those core lifts, and then it's just the auxiliary stuff that we do on the backside of things where that may tweak a little bit as far as like what sports you're in that season or what you're preparing for that next season.
I know we're quite a ways away from your spring sport, mm-hmm. With softball, but do you have an early indication of what the Maple squad might look like this year?
Well, I have high expectations for this group coming back. We lose two seniors from our last year's team, and then I have the rest of them coming back with some young talent coming up. So definitely very excited. Next week we will get into our off-season 4x1s and kind of really start hammering that for a little bit as the weather cooperates with us outside. And then we'll transition, give them a couple weeks off, and then transition to our winter workouts and things like that. But, again, definitely high priority on my list is to get them in the weight room, get them stronger now, so that way once we hit that spring, you know, the SEC is tough in softball. And it's,
yeah. Right.
I mean, we got some juggernauts in there, and they're reoccurring in the semifinals and regionals and things like that. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us, though, but definitely excited about the group that I have coming up, and then a couple groups behind them that are very talented.
In terms of building that program or sustaining that program, just the varsity team still, or do you support a JV team too?
Nope, we've had a JV team for all 4 years that I've been a head coach, and 2 years of as an assistant prior to that. We had a JV and a varsity level.
Okay.
This year and last year, we were a little more competitive last year. This year, we should be very competitive at both levels.
Good. And then behind that, youth programs, working with the city or just within the school district?
Yep, trying to help build up that Little League program again, as always, as part of our rec. We kind of push those kids that aren't able to play. We have a 7th and an 8th grade offering for softball and baseball. So we try to encourage those 6th graders to stay with the Little League and just develop and work with that, even though some of them probably are talented to go and play with the 7th and 8th grade group. Just trying to build that core and continue that process as we go and maintain those two teams at the middle school level. And then we have an organization called MC Storm that's kind of a local organization that we really try to push our Adrian girls to play with those teams. And it's one thing. My assistant coach, Tim Gunn, and then Jackie Vedito, have done a very good job of starting this organization, and they go out and fundraise, and it's a very minimal cost for our girls versus having to play with other organizations that you see that's, you know, between $800 to $1,500, close to $2,000, then they have to travel all over the place. We're giving these kids an opportunity at a low cost to, one, be able to compete and still play with the girls that they're going to play with eventually as that core group,
right,
and, again, try to keep that cost down. So that's definitely going to play dividends, and it already has in our lower levels, and just to kind of see that growth as we go is exciting.
All right. A lot of good stuff, a lot of positive momentum. Appreciate you checking in. This has become an annual thing.
Yes, sir.
Checking in on the weightlifting at Adrian High School. So thank you, Toby, for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Go Maples.
Once again, that was Toby Ernst here at Adrian High School.
Here on campus, being brought to you this morning by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lunaway Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Fitz and Bruce. We just have a couple minutes left with a couple of Maple football players, both seniors. We have Adam Parker and John Breckel. So I'm just going to put the phone in front of you, Adam, and what position you play in this year, and just kind of your thoughts on the early season.
So I'm a senior, and I play receiver for Adrian. So I think a key to our success has been our defense's ability to just hold the other team to not as many points. We've been able to get our offense out on the field a lot. Been able to move the ball well, running and passing, and just gain more points than the other team.
All right. Now, John, punter, linebacker, the Maple defense, honestly, probably in your whole time here has been very good. Sometimes the offense has struggled, but defense has found a way. What's your takeaway been so far in the season?
The defense, just I feel like we flow together really well. We brought in a young buck for our Mike linebacker, Cashin Dubose. He's really shown that he can play at that next level compared to where he was last year. And our D-line is just dogs. Antonio Lewis, Lamont McKinney, Dominic, Liam Martinez. I mean, they just hold the point really well and allow me to get in and really sack the quarterback or tackle the running back. So, our DBs, Tommy Pachaitis, Calvin Polly, Jamari Bowie, Noah Yatsik, Max Hell, Cooper Howard. I mean, they move in unison and really stop the passing. So,
well, guys, homecoming tonight, Pinckney comes to town. What are your just expectations for the team? It's another SEC-wide matchup. Pinckney's put in three good efforts this season. They haven't found a way to win, but what are you expecting tonight, Adam?
Yeah, I think we should be able to come out with a win. Obviously, Pinckney, their record doesn't show it, but they're not a bad team. We don't want to take them too lightly and end up just not playing as well as we should because we took them too lightly.
All right, John, same question.
It's going to be a dogfight unless we really show up and punch him in the mouth right away. So, yeah.
All right, we've been talking with Adam Parker and John Breckel, a couple of senior Maples. How does that sound? I mean, I feel like we've been calling your name for 4 years now, and good luck tonight to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Cave on Campus this morning is being brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lunaway Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Fitz and Bruce.